The crew I was with, they always used to kid me because I was always kind of in a way, I wouldn't say I was bragging about it, but I would always say, I would admit I was a virgin. I didn't fool around, you know what I mean? I fooled around, but I never got that serious with anybody. So they used to kid me. They were going to call the airplane the Valiant Virgin. So we got on the train going from New York to Las Vegas. And as I told you, my mother was quite a character. So she made a big box of cookies to take, and she said, you can give them to your friends on the trip. So I had this big box of cookies, and we got on a train, and halfway, I guess we went to Chicago first. And the way to Chicago, this good-looking blonde is sitting across the aisle from me, and she started looking at me, and I started looking at her. And the next thing you know, I said, you know, I think maybe it's time for me to make a move. And so I suggested that we stop in Chicago. And I never had done this before, see, but I suggested. Maybe I'd seen it in the movies or something, how you do this. But anyway, I said, well, we're going to stop in Chicago, and I'm going to make my first conquest and make all these guys happy. So we get to Chicago, and I thought, because I had an extra day to get to Las Vegas. So I tell the guys, hey, listen, I'll meet you guys in Vegas because I'm going to spend the night here. And the guy said, you're going to spend the night with this gal, you? You know, they couldn't believe this. So I said, and then the word got around, hey, Mapes is spending the night with this woman in Chicago. Holy mackerel. So, in the meantime, I had this box of cookies that my mother had made, okay? So I didn't give many to the guys because I could figure I could use them later on. So get to Chicago. I said, now where am I going to stay? How do you do this stuff? So, well, there's a Palmer House, which is a pretty snazzy hotel. So I said, let's go to the Palmer House, you know? Meantime, this gal's with me, and we're walking in there, and there's a lot of people lined up at the desk, make a reservation. So I stood in line there, and this fella comes over to me, and he says, you're in the service, right? I have my uniform on. Yeah, yeah, he says, well, he said, why don't I, you're looking for a room? I said, yeah. He says, well, why don't I get a room for you and your wife? I said, my wife, you know, I never heard that word even hardly. I says, oh, well, okay, that'd be a good idea. So he goes over there, and he gets in front of all the crowd, he comes back, he says, I got your reservation for you. I got a room upstairs for you and your wife. Now, then I get to the registration desk, and what's your name? And I said, well, I could just see my mind is working. I said, I could just see my mother getting a postcard saying, we enjoyed you and your wife stay here at the hotel. I said, you have a heart attack. So I said, quickly, I said, the name is CPAM. That's MAPE spelled backwards. See, I didn't tell him that. So I put down Hal CPAM. So we go up to the room, and the valet guy, or the, what do you call it? Bellboy. Yeah. Bellboy says, I'll carry your bag. I said, I carry my own bag. I'm a young, strong guy, you know. And so we walk up there and go in the room, all that nice room, all that sort of stuff. And this gal and I, you know, just start fooling around a little bit. And next thing she tells me, she says, you know, I've never done this before. And I looked at her as if to say, I bet you haven't, you know. And the next thing you know, I'm sitting in a chair, and she's sitting in my lap, and we're getting ready to make this big move. And I said to her, you know what? All I could visualize was in the Army, they had these pictures of the guy catching gonorrhea, syphilis, and stuff like that. And I could just see myself catching that from this gal. And I said to her, would you like some cookies? I said, my mother just made these. Maybe like it. She looked at me as if I was crazy. She said, what's wrong with you? And I said, nothing. I said, wouldn't you like some cookies, you know? And I didn't want anything to do with this gal because I could just see myself getting syphilis and gonorrhea and everything else and trying to explain it to somebody. So she thought I was nuts, and she wanted to go to Vegas with me. And I said, no way. So I got to Vegas the next day, and I walked in the barracks, and all my crew is sitting there waiting. Here he comes, and said, he finally did it. And I said, no way, I never touched anything like that. But the expression on that woman's face when I offered her some cookies, she thought I was out of this world. I'm probably the only guy in the world would have ever made that offer. But my mother would have been proud of me. But I tell you, that picture was a good thing. They ought to show it to high school kids, stuff like that.
What were those pictures like?
Oh, you remember, did you ever see him?
I never saw him, no.
Oh, gee, they had a picture of a guy, and they drew his penis up in there with all sores all over him. Oh, gee, that must have made you sick. And I could just remember them. At that particular time, I could just see myself trying to walk, like getting hit with a foul ball or something, you know? Oh, gee.
The third mission that we were going on, it was on December 13th. We got briefed the night before because the mission was going to be on the 14th. And we went to bed and we got all our missions. They said, this is going to be a virtual milk run. You know, because of no opposition, no airplanes, no, they don't anticipate anything. Okay, we're going to go down and we're bombing Bangkok, Thailand, a bridge. In order to bomb a bridge, you've got to hit it with no fuses because it's got to blow immediately upon contact. Fine. So that means that when you drop them, and the flywheel goes off, it's armed. And it just gets armed almost as it enters the air. Well, they loaded the ship with 500-pound bombs and 1,000-pound bombs. Now, being in close proximity like this to each other, one bomb will straighten out faster than the other. And they hit each other when they're armed. The likelihood is very great. So the bombardier, head bombardier, went to Colonel Blanchard and told him this. And Blanchard called General LeMay's office. LeMay wasn't there, but his subordinate said, look, this is your call. We have had no problems with it. So he said, all right. And he ordered the bombardier, you go on this mission or you get court-martialed. It's all validated. Now, the rest of us didn't know this, naturally. So we went on the mission. And we went over Bangkok and it was cloud-covered. We went over it again, cloud-covered again, because you got to, you know, it's very pinpoint. You got to be very exacting. And we were rather low, too. So finally they said, hey, go to secondary target, Rangoon, Burma, railroad yards, dump our load and go home. So we're going back, and already we're planning on going to Calcutta for a weekend, you know. We're going to have a lot of fun. Anyway, so we get over to Rangoon, and whenever we went over prior to a drop, either McCutcheon or myself, Leon McCutcheon is his name, Leon or myself would sit by the Bombay hatch door, which had a window like this, and we'd look to make sure that all the bombs had been released and cleared. Otherwise, we'd have to depressurize, go out and kick it or whatever. So this McCutcheon had done it on the previous two, so I said, hey, I'll take over this time. Might have saved my life, that one little thing. So I unhooked my safety belt from the seat. We always had a big, thick belt tied to the chassis because people had been blown out of the ship from the plexiglass blowing out, and then suction out. So that's what I did. So and then I sat by the, with my chute on, sat by the hatch, and I'm looking up at Vern. Well, it'll all be over soon, you know, whatever. And yeah, so he was looking around and said, any planes up there? No, nobody. So then the bomb bays open and they're gone. I go out. All right, bomb bays. A tremendous, I mean, the most tremendous blast I have ever seen in my life, or heard, or whatever. everything turned red.